You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Some people consider children a nuisance. In the Bible we read, children are a blessing. What do you think?
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and everlasting God, look with mercy upon the troubled and the weary of this life. Especially today, O Lord, through the intercessory name of Jesus, we pray that you would be close to all little children. Comfort those who are neglected. Protect and heal those who are abused. By thy Spirit, O Lord, lead all unfaithful parents to sincere repentance. Assure them of your complete forgiveness for their past mistakes. Heal them, O Lord, strengthen them, and enable them to raise their children to fear and love you and to trust in the redeeming blood of your Son, Jesus. In the Savior's precious name we pray. Amen. To some parents, children are a problem, a pain, and a plague. For this reason, many young couples today either avoid having children or delay as long as possible beginning a family. In a letter to the editor, one young wife wrote, "I am married to a wonderful man, and I have all the freedom in the world." She continued by saying, "My husband and I feel that for all we have accomplished in a short time, we just want to enjoy it together alone." She emphasized that they did not want children to disturb or to inconvenience their self-centered lifestyle. But the Bible reveals a totally different attitude toward children. In the Holy Scriptures, we read of women who prayerfully pleaded with God for the blessing of conception and the gift of a baby. Centuries before Jesus was born, Hannah, Sarah, and Rebecca realized that children and motherhood are not an inconvenience. They understood that raising a family is one of God's greatest privileges. Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, waited for years for the gift of her first baby. No, these people did not disdain or find repulsive the idea of raising children. These God-fearing people understood the psalmist who said, "Behold, children are a gift from the Lord." Some people do not want to be bothered with raising children. Other parents who already have a family deny their children the needed love and necessary care. Child neglect and abuse is now considered an epidemic. A report authorized by the Canadian government and released last year revealed that homicide, murder of children, mostly by parents, was the fourth major cause of death among children. And those now studying the problem report that this vicious treatment of children between the ages of 1 and 5 is on the increase. Some parents may not physically abuse or murder their children, but their failure to provide Christ-centered religious instruction, their lack of administering love and firm discipline, and their failure to set a God-pleasing example for their children can also be damaging to the mind and destructive to the child's soul. Children are not a commodity. They are not things. They are not highly developed pets. They are human beings created by God in His own image. They deserve as much consideration as adults. They have fears. Their sensitive bodies feel pain even more quickly than adults. Violence can easily and permanently distort their fragile minds. They are precious to God. Children, no less than adults, belong to God. And when anyone mistreats children in any way whatsoever, they are directing their anger against God Himself. Unless the guilty repent and turn from their wicked ways, God's wrath will surely visit them. It would be better for those who abuse children, Jesus implied, to have a stone hung around their neck and drowned in the midst of the sea. It is not necessary to be confused on how to treat little children. Let's look at the attitude Jesus had toward those He dearly loved. In our generation of confused morals and warped values, may God empower every one of us to imitate the example of the loving Savior. One day, Jesus noticed that His disciples were trying to prevent children from being brought to Him. Jesus said, "Let the children alone. Don't hinder them from coming to Me." Then He laid His hands on the little ones and blessed them. Jesus knew that children were conceived and born in sin. For this very reason, He loved them with a special love. He wanted the children to know who He was. He wanted them to experience His forgiveness. Jesus wanted these children to grow up, able to face life with an unwavering confidence anchored in Him. How is it with you today? Do you feel nervous and uneasy around little children? Does even their presence irritate you? Then prayerfully ask God to change your heart and to give you love and patience. Study the sections in the Bible which describe how children have occupied a special place among those who love and worship God. In the book of Joshua, chapter 8, we read that the word of God was read, and I quote, "before all the assembly, with the women and the little ones." In 2 Chronicles, we read that, and I quote, "all of Judah stood before the Lord with their infants, their wives, and their children." In Nehemiah chapter 12, we read that at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, even the women and the children rejoiced. Yes, the history of God's people powerfully demonstrates that children have always been considered a blessing of God, gifts to the human family, and part of the Lord's worshiping community. In Psalm 128, children are spoken of as olive plants around their mother's table. In Proverbs, grandchildren are described as the crown of the old men. Yes, calling children a blessing may indeed sound unusual in our current confused society. And if children are a blessing, one might ask, why is it today that little ones are frequently considered a nuisance and a necessary evil? This vicious opinion has surfaced as a result of our society becoming more and more selfish and self-centered. Water and oil do not mix. In the same way, self-centered adults and happy children are seldom found in the same home. Children need the attention, the love, the firm discipline, the compassion, and the sacrifice of God-fearing parents. Children need not only to hear, but also to see the godly life of their father and mother. They need to experience the forgiveness of their parents. They need to hear the story of the Savior who loves them with a perfect love. In some cases, it is easy to understand why children are seen more as an anguish than a joy, more of a problem than a blessing. But in most cases, the obnoxious conduct of the little ones can frequently be traced to poor parenting, lax discipline, hostile homes, loveless nurture, and parents who have failed to take seriously God's advice, "train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." If you are now considering marriage, ask God to bless you with the gift of children. If you are already parents, do everything possible to ensure that your precious children will grow up in the fear and the love of God. Give them the very best. Provide for their religious instruction so that they will know God, so that they will trust in Jesus for forgiveness, and so that they will be able to resist all temptations of the devil. By your example, encourage them to read the Bible. Let them see you pray. Pray with them. And be sure to have family devotions. Read faith-strengthening Bible stories to your children. Help them to understand at an early age who Jesus is. Let them see from your own life what Jesus has done for you. How He has empowered you to overcome everyday trials and problems. How Jesus has given you strength. How the Savior has helped you overcome the fear of death. How the Savior has given you a purpose in this life and a hope for eternity. Your children need to know these things. If you are unable to locate a fine family devotional book that is interesting for children, write us and we will refer you to an excellent publisher. Many of today's parents desire their children to become outstanding athletes, class officers, cheerleaders, merit scholars, and social leaders. Many mothers and fathers willingly undergo great sacrifice to ensure that their children will have the opportunity to excel in activities of society. There is indeed nothing wrong with this, in encouraging children to put forth their best effort. But if you are one of these parents, remember also the warning words of Jesus when He said, "What does it profit a man if he gains the entire world but loses his own soul?" What good is it, Jesus asks, if your child becomes a great leader or even a multimillionaire but ends up losing his or her own soul in hell? Yes, your children may grow up and become rich and blessed in many ways. But if children depart this life without a saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, they will have missed everything. They might enjoy an exciting life on this earth, but they will spend eternity eternally separated from the presence of God. Some people claim their children are not interested in religion, but the enthusiastic attendance of thousands of children in Sunday schools every week is a testimony to the thirst of children for the knowledge of their Savior. And just as children gathered around Jesus 2,000 years ago, they still seek Him and desire His love. What greater gift can parents offer their children than to explain the selfless life, the innocent death, and the Redeemer's glorious and victorious resurrection? Yes, all too often it is considered useless to tell children about Jesus and what He did on the cross. But newspaper articles regularly testify to the Christ-centered saving faith of little children. During the past years, several news stories have appeared describing the final moments of children as they died from cancer. Several children confessed that they trusted Jesus, that He had paid for their sins, and that they would definitely go to heaven. As you desire the best for your children, don't neglect to prepare them for their eternity. To a great degree, the home life children experience affects their character development and their ability to adjust to society. 9 months ago, a major magazine carried an alarming article revealing the large number of children who must spend many hours each day at home alone. Their mothers are usually working. One professor who has studied this problem was shocked to learn that the actual number of children who are home for many hours alone may be as high as 10 million. In one Eastern school, a sixth grade teacher learned that 24 of her 28 children were helpless victims of this new child-damaging trend. Many of these children get home from school and wait for hours, alone and afraid, until their parents return. One young 7-year-old Cleveland boy arrives home each evening and immediately locks himself up in the bathroom. He then prays that no one will break into his home until his mother gets back. The director of guidance at one school said, "You can't expect a child to come home by himself for several hours every day and not feel abandoned and frightened. They suffer," he said, "from a lack of adult contact and a lack of security." Let us not be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, when the current generation of children become adults, that thousands will suffer from the scars of their youth. How sad that scores of mothers today consider it more important to have a job and a career than to give their children the love and the care they want and so desperately need. There are indeed those mothers who must work. They have no choice. but the majority are either living above their income or prefer not to be inconvenienced with the full responsibility of motherhood. If you are one of these parents, re-examine your priorities today. Your children are God's greatest gift to you. Remember the words of the psalmist, "Children are a gift of the Lord." And always remember that if you abuse them as children, they may well return the same type of treatment in your older years. By all means, if you are now considering a divorce, realize that you will be responsible for the damaging impact the divorce will have on the lives of your children. Several years ago, it was generally assumed that children of divorced parents suffer no great ill effects. Recent studies, however, have demonstrated otherwise. After surveying more than 8,000 elementary students, the Kettering Foundation learned that one-parent children, children in a divorced home, showed substantially more absenteeism, truancy, discipline problems, suspensions, expulsions, and dropouts. Parents, your children are the greatest blessing God has given you. Show them love and give them guidance. Always point your children to the loving Lord Jesus Christ. Explain that the peace and the joy one receives in trusting in the Savior is different from the burdensome idea of just being religious. Remind your children that God loves everyone and that He never turns away anyone who comes to Him. Your children need your help and encouragement. They desire your loving protection and guidance. As you set out to do your best as a father or mother, be assured that God will give you the necessary strength for the task. Trust that the Lord will forgive your past failures and empower you to improve your ability as a parent. Live with the confidence of St. Paul, who said, "I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me." With God as your source of strength, make your goal the same as the one expressed by the winner of the Mrs. Missouri America Beauty Pageant. The attractive young wife and mother proudly confessed that her goal in life is to provide a Christian home for her family. Yes, as the psalmist proclaims, children are a gift from the Lord. And as God enables you today, let your children be a blessing to you, to your church, to your community, and to your nation. Amen.